Welcome back, or welcome to the Louie Belina Show, presented by B&B Automotive and Superior Auto Service. Two remarkable businesses. One great family. That's B&B Automotive and Superior Auto Service. We are going to start to get into our key two every single Monday, which is a lie because sometimes we've done it on Tuesday. Most Mondays we do key two. And it's thanks to Griffin Locksmith. They offer automotive key and remote origination, duplication, and programming. If you lost the key or remote to your vehicle, maybe you just need a repair, you need a spare, contact Griffin Locksmith, 822-2705, 822-2705. My question, and you can tell me the key to, is very meta. It's rough because we've pondered it. What will have to happen for A&M athletics to get respect on a national level? I don't think there's any doubt that Aggie athletics does not get the respect it deserves. We can argue about to what degree does it get disrespected. Every committee NCAA ever made just hates A&M teams. Can't explain it. I look at national writers and just A&M to me always gets less than the respect it deserves, consideration other schools get. I compare apples to apples and A&M doesn't seem to get the same respect as other apples. So what is the key for A&M athletics to get the respect they deserve? If it was just football, you know, if A&M would have lived up to their number six ranking both years, which are the last 2 years, and they could have finished 6-6 or 7-7, but been in that zip code, and that would have flipped a lot of minds and scripts for football. But, you know, to me, the disrespect is across the board. Like I said, every committee seems to enjoy going, it's A&M, and they just don't care. And that's a disrespect when you don't care. Just because you chose not to, you know, be vindictive doesn't mean not caring is not disrespecting. So if you dare and want to, I challenge you even to tackle that one. That's our key to for a Monday. The key to A&M athletics. Getting respect. Just being treated like other schools. It pops up in so many different ways. On so many different platforms. It's nuts to me. 979-693-1150. You want to text me the key to, you might win a $50 gift card to Cooper's Old Time Pit Barbecue. Every Monday, which is a lie because we do it sometimes on Tuesday, I put forth the key to. And this one was something that just bothered me yesterday. I guess after a whole weekend of reading things that they wouldn't have written about other schools or jumped to those conclusions. Just don't get it sometimes. I know one of the, for me, number one reasons why people like to write negative, people like to disrespect A&M, is it gets them clicks and views. I've talked about this with media before. They don't have to really believe what they write or say about A&M, but they know they're going to get a response from the Aggie faithful. And that's all they wanted anyway. Like if they're having a slow week, none of the articles or none of the topics are hitting. So they're behind on the number of views or comments they need or just clicks. Just post something A&M negative. Because I do actually, truly, firmly, I'm not joking, you believe that a good third of what you see printed about A&M, all levels, regional, national, international, they don't even believe it. It's just done for effect. A third of it, a third of it, a third of it. A third of it. 979-693-1150. You debate that. We'll do a text message sweep later on this hour. You text me the key to A&M athletics. Getting respect. Just being treated like other universities. I'm not even asking to be treated like Alabama. They've earned and deserved a certain level of consideration that A&M doesn't deserve. Just basic, every school kind of level. Moving on, as you're texting and I'm collecting your text messages inside the Texas Mobile and Lube Express inbox, I didn't know it was time. For what? On three, 247, college football playoff predictions. I thought we had time. Final answer for everything college football is the opening week of the season. I will answer every conference champion, SEC, A&M predictions. Until then, these are my speculative, guesscalative answers. But according to On3, Georgia versus Washington, Michigan versus Florida State, it could happen. All those teams are in play. I think it's awfully bold to put a Pac-12 team that's not USC into the college football playoff. Georgia, Michigan, I've got in Penn, but don't forget, Michigan just has to lose one game and they're not even close to the playoff, and that'll be against Ohio State. Florida State, I think that's accelerating by a year because this is supposed to be their breakout year, but the breakout means top 10 team. Not necessarily the college football playoff. Yes, if you're a top 10 team, you're at least a dark horse for the college football playoff, and I'm okay with it. Putting them all the way in, how many losses do you think Alabama and LSU are going to have? Or are you just going all in on Florida State and saying they're going to be undefeated? That's On3. 247 has to be 247, and they can't help being 247. They're the most pro Longhorn site, I guess, other than what is the Longhorn version of Texags? Anybody want to help me? What is their fan site? Is it Hornblood or something? Or is it just 247 is their fan site? Because they got Georgia, Michigan, okay, and Ohio State, Texas. See, that's one of those predictions too. Even if Texas does it, it doesn't mean they were brilliant. There's zero reason to pick them other than your 247. And everything Longhorn gets upgraded by about two levels by 247. So that's just absurd. I get it. It's your history. It's what you do. That's not really a newsflash. But come on. I'm going to move on from it. It just made me sad to see that. And I understand, you know, the scorpion's going to sting you because he's got a stinger and it's what a scorpion does. But just sometimes. I mean, like, why put out a prediction if you're going to put Texas in there? Wouldn't you be better served to not do it at all versus do it and force yourself to put Texas in there? And again, if they do, No. That was not some brilliance. Okay, it's like the people, and we're going to make it A&M personal now, that pick A&M to go undefeated every year. And the one year they go undefeated, you're not going to get credit for it. You picked it for 30 straight years. So it happened once in 30 years. You don't get to pump your chest and go, see, I told you so. If you're right once in 30 times, your batting average is not very good. That's just the truth. That's just the truth. Text messages are really starting to roll in. I got two for you that are not related to the key two because we'll do a big 1235 sweep into the key two Aggie Athletics. getting its full respect, getting the consideration it deserves, breaking the national narrative. Key 2, brought to you by Griffin Locksmith. And whether it's your home or business, having trouble with your locks is, well, it's not fun. Can be stressful. You can contact Griffin Locksmith. They come to you. They, Griffin Locksmith, perform residential, commercial, and automotive lock, rekeying, repair, and replacement. Look them up online at GriffinLocksmith.com. GriffinLocksmith.com. Hipster texted and said, that was an enlightening interview. That definitely means that he was listening in. We had Nolan Kane, A&M assistant coach, recruiting coordinator. He pinch hit for the head coach. And we just talked recruiting. I'm fascinated how little we know about college baseball recruiting. So it was, thank you, Hipster. It was awesome to talk to him. Greg said, go Stars. Greg, I'm trying not to think about it until 2:01. That's, you know, 2 o'clock, I'm off the air. 2:01, I'm going to let my mind go wild, because if I sit here and, think is the wrong word, obsess, game 7 tonight, the Kraken and the Stars in Dallas, game 7, Stanley Cup playoffs, I won't be able to really focus on much else, and that's not good for what I do. So, Greg, go Stars, but I can't, man. I just can't do this. Just can't do it. Stars are the favorites on the betting line. The Dallas Stars have lost 7 of their last 10 game 7s. I'll share that with you. I can't sleep. I'll be right back on that note. Why, Greg, why? It is the Louis Belina Show. You probably know that. Live inside the Charles Schwab studio on a, yes, Monday. Starting a new week together. Low cost, full service, best of all local. That's Schwab. Local? Yeah, Mark Sim. He's right here in College Station. You can find Mark online at schwab.com/College Station. Charles Schwab and Company Incorporated. Member SIPC. Got a question on the table. Key 2, A&M Athletics, getting the respect it deserves. This weekend, I just kept running into about 2 to 3 million different, and it's just all little stuff, nothing overt, but of A&M Athletics just not getting its full respect or not being treated like other schools do, and you kind of get tired of it after a while. I don't think it's a conspiracy. I think there's a combination of forces. Some of it is A&M gives you cheap heat, i.e. clicks, views, comments. And do you think people, media, cares what anyone has to say? All that matters is the click and view count. I mean, hits. They could sell ads based upon the number of views they get. So, and if you just say something... A&M, their mascot's only the 6th best. We need to start a petition and a campaign and our own poll, and we need to organize forces, and we have to stop this. It's almost too easy. I think that's a third of it, but it's not the. And that's where we're after with our key to, brought to you by Griffin Locksmith. What is the reason? No, it's not even the reason. So how do you fix it? How do you stop it? Because I don't think there's anyone out there that doubts it anymore. I don't think anyone out there is trying to say, well, Lou, that's wrong. Really, it's just how do we fix it is the question. College notebook. A lot of interesting news and notes. Missouri, the state of, revised their NIL laws and allows high schoolers to get paid as soon as they sign with an in-state school. NIL? Laws for the state of Missouri allows, now listen carefully, a high schooler to get paid as soon as they sign. So you commit December, early signing period, and it's all sports, so it's not just but football, for example. That high school kid could start getting his NIL money December of his senior year in state, and that's the key part to that, in state too. And they're the first state that anyone knows of that we know of that basically implemented, you know, it directly ties into NIL for recruiting, because NIL is not supposed to be about recruiting. That's the joke of it all. We know NIL is completely recruiting, but it's not. That sentence, as soon as you sign, directly ties NIL to recruiting. So it's kind of like the first example on the record of NIL and recruiting being explicit, as opposed to, well, duh, and known. College football notebook. How many people know the story of Iowa Wesleyan University? Iowa Wesleyan University. Well, they're closing their doors. They've been open 181 years. Financial issues. Iowa Wesleyan University held their final commencement on May 6th. Going back to the pandemic wrecked, let's say, more of the mid-tier kind of schools than you know. There's been, oh, I don't want to get the number wrong, but I will. But there's been something like 17 schools in Iowa alone. Schools, universities that have closed. Six in the border states around Iowa. The Midwest has had this happen a lot. Iowa Wesleyan had a major budget shortfall, started in 2018. And at first they got a $26 million loan from the USDA. The school's campus was collateral. The university begged the governor for $12 million more, you know, a $12 million loan this year. Governor denied the request. The USDA is going to take control of the campus. Lou, none of this yet explains why it's relevant. Iowa Wesleyan University is the birthplace of the air raid revolution in college football. In 1989, Iowa Wesleyan hired Hal Mumme from the Texas high school ranks to lead their NAIA football program. They were bad. They were a bad, bad, bad football program. Hal Mumme, along with his offensive line coach, Mike Leach. The wide receiver on his first team was Dana Holgerson, and the cornerback quarter QB was Dustin DeWald. Those four created the air raid. Current Oklahoma offensive line coach Bill Betterball played at Iowa Wesleyan under Mumme for a year. In the 3 years Hal Mumme was there, they finished nationally top two nationally ranked in passing offense in the 3 years. And by the way, think about that. His offensive line coach, Mike Leach, and his wide receiver was Danner Holgerson, and the QB was Dustin DeWald. Air raid birthplace was Iowa Wesleyan University. And we kind of know most of Hal Mumme's story after that. Valdosta D2, then he went to Kentucky, and from there it gets kind of ugly. But still, Iowa Wesleyan hired a Texas high school coach, and the air raid was born, but their doors are closing, gone, just financial debt. It was interesting. When I look up something, I tend to look at everything on the page. So Iowa Wesleyan is not only known as the birthplace of the air raid, but it's one of the first universities in the nation that actually served women. Alumna Arabella Babb became the first female lawyer in the United States in 1869. Peggy Whitson became the first female commander of the International Space Station. She attended Iowa Wesleyan too. I thought that was pretty cool. Don't know about you. 979-693-1150. You can really text me about anything that's on your mind. You can light up the Texas Mobile One Lube Express inbox. On the table, key to Aggie Athletics, just getting the respect they deserve, as opposed to just little slights and disrespect, which I think all the little ones add up to a big image problem. Not to mention the way committees look at A&M. What's the key to changing all that? And the key, too, is thanks to Griffin Locksmith. Back to the college notebook. We know Alabama is a different animal. They're a dynasty in progress. Nick Saban is the greatest head coach of all time. It's just frustrating competing against them. A&M needed DBs, and they've done well. I think anyone would have took Sam Grimes. Don't get me wrong, but they've taken two more since, and they're trying to get like two more because, you know, not exactly sure what they got. Alabama don't necessarily need DBs, but they want to be sure. And here's what they did last week. They started off by getting one of the top DBs in the transfer cycle in Louisiana quarterback Trey Amos. Now, he was a top player available. It doesn't mean he's one of the top, but highly regarded, highly recruited. But then they went and got the top-ranked player, safety in the portal, in Jalen Key, the UAB defensive back, all-conference USA selection last year. So it just, you know, and I kind of thought it would go this way, the transfer portal. Nick Saban obviously got his money that he didn't have before, so he threw that little fit in which he went after Jimbo, and we all remember way back in the day, don't we? But the way that Alabama and Georgia use the portal, because they don't really have to use the portal, so they just use it for, you know, 3 to 4 key players, and their key players all end up being the best players in the portal. And the transfers portal has, have not. I read this. It's not an original Louis Belino thought. I'm just having trouble remembering who came up with it, and I think it was CBS Sports. But it's almost created haves, then the next tier, and this flat ground in the middle of nowhere tier, and then have-nots. Like, this huge middle gulf opened up, and these zones never cross. And trying to move is brutal. Because the portal just helped the top. They already had the recruiting advantage. And the original concept of the portal is disenfranchised players from the top will trickle to the next tier, allowing the next tier to compete with the top. Well, no, no, no. NIL destroyed that because all the talent is being dispersed everywhere. Because many schools can afford to buy one player and only one player, so you're not getting concentrated talent on the next tier. It's being spread much thinner. But then, the truly elite talent, and not just the players that didn't work out, are still going to the top schools that have the top recruiting classes, because they have the NIL money. The cycle feeds itself. Except now, instead of it being they get all the five stars, they're getting the kids that have already done 2 to 3 years of work and development. It's even the portal is even better than high school recruiting for an Alabama or a Georgia. It's rough to watch week in and week out. I have to take a break. I'll be right back. This is the Louis Molina Show, presented by B&B Automotive and Superior Auto Service. Oh, man, let the green day go. This is, hi, welcome to the Louis Belina Show, presented by B&B Automotive and Superior Auto Service. I'm going to go to the Texas Mobile and Lube Express inbox. Texas Mobile and Lube Express is, of course, owned by Gabriel Garcia. Our question on the table, key two, brought to you by Griffin Locksmith, is Griffin Locksmith offers 24-hour emergency service. Key to Aggie athletics, getting respect. Respect they deserve. Just being treated like everyone else. It is noticeable that A&M athletics does not. Some text messages. Let us look at them now. Cuervo Ag Louie. The answer is simple. To quote Al Davis, just win, baby. Winning, especially in spite of the college sports establishment, will solve everything. Winning has been the number one answer. And, okay, A&M athletics is great at winning. Football has been winning until last year. Now, do you mean win rings like SEC titles, which means go to the college football playoff? So do you mean win at that level? Because A&M is not a losing program in almost, and I said athletics. Athletics. No one sport's going to change the perception. I said athletics. But okay. A&M already wins. That's the absurd part. A&M's not a program who comes from a history of losing records that's trying to break through some kind of barrier. A&M wins. I mean, Aggie football, the poster child of 8-4. And, you know, all these sports have go to the NCAA tournament every year, and Aggie athletics wins. If you're talking about winning it all, well, okay. I mean, that's a big ask. As soon as they're national championships in every sport, everyone will respect them. That's the toughest road I could imaginable if you said that to any university, to be honest with you. I mean, I believe that would work, but that's going to be a hard one. Tag and Taylor, he makes it about football. Chris, the recipe for a narrative change about Aggie athletics starts and ends with consistency. The last 25 years have been boom or bust versus expectations in the big sports. Let's put three or four strong years together in a row and see what the narrative is. You know, versus expectations, fascinating concept to me. Whose expectations? We get these pre and ways. And then you get the pre-rankings. I mean, expectations from the media is why A&M every corner does not get the respect it deserves. Have you ever thought about that cycle, by the way? When we talk about the expectation, who set them? What are their credentials? I've said before the AP football poll might be the worst thing in the history of sports kind. It's a hunk of junk. But that expectation can force a whole university to lose its respect, to not be given equal credit to even mid-tier programs. So, you know, A&M has, you know, put 3 or 4 years together. There was a whole decade of excellence, and it didn't seem to stick. More text messages. Sadly, the national perception of those outside the Aggie family is that we're a weird cult with obsessive traditions. We've got to find a way to change that narrative. Interesting. I don't know if I agree. I don't know if I disagree. I do know all the media types that came here know it's not a cult when they leave and end up loving every single thing about the way things work in Aggieland. The whole cult thing, I don't know. That's more of a cliche. Oh, cliches are the only things that are true. Aggieland's changed a lot. I mean a lot. But also, we'll throw this counter thought concept out there. There's a lot of Aggies that would rather not win it all than to give up the uniqueness of being an Aggie. Because I believe there's a lot of Aggies that are more obsessed with being special and unique than are obsessed with winning. They'd rather just shoot off emails to complain about people trying to change things than understanding, wait, does that change help us win? Then change. Well, it's always been this way. We shouldn't change anything ever. Ooh, boy. So, yeah. That weird cult with the obsessive traditions. There's a lot of universities that have their own traditions or things that make them unique. I don't know. Again, I don't think I have the answer. I have more theories and concepts I'll throw out in a second. Brent, class of 04. I think the committee leaves us out mostly because of our own arrogance. We as a fan base think we deserve better than we've won to prove. Just my two cents. No, I don't think that the committee, when they're in the room and they're doing their selections and rankings and all, and the one sheets they have, has a box for arrogance. Now, if you're saying they're human, so they respond to it. Every fan base believes that their school is better than they deserve. Every fan base believes they should be a one seed and not a nine seed. I just don't buy into that one whatsoever. I don't think the committees are affected by the by our own arrogance. I put 0.0 stock or faith into that one. Of all the things that have been texted to me, that one is easily the worst. That's really bad. More text messages from the Texas Mobile and Lube Express inbox. Texas Mobile and Lube Express, owned by Gabriel Garcia. Dan says, when he also said he agrees with Hipster that it was a great interview. He said he learned a lot. Nolan Kane was fantastic. You know, if you listen 11:35 each Monday, I have A&M baseball head coach Jim Schlossnagel. Life happens, and we've had Yeske, we've had Early, and now we've had Kane. We've had his assistant coaches on. I love talking to Coach Schloss with a passion. I mean, it's awesome to visit with him. I love talking to all the assistants. I thought Yeske and Early and, yeah, Kane today were awesome. And I love talking to them about what they do specifically and what they're experts at. So, yeah, Kane was pretty awesome today. So 979-693-1150. There is something to consistency. A&M is a consistent winner, but they win at the mid-tier. A&M doesn't win much at the top tier. And what's the top tier? The top tier is rings, trophies, things that you get to hang banners up for. That's A&M. Someone said boom or bust. Can anybody tell me the boom? Because the boom, where's the national championships in revenue sports? Where's the college football playoff appearances? Where's the Final Four? That's boom. Agree or disagree? Agree or disagree? Just making the field isn't enough. Participation trophies don't carry a lot of weight. It's nice, and it means you've had a successful year, but we're no longer talking about that. We're not just looking for win more than you lose. We're looking for winning. We're looking for championships. So A&M, I think, has been consistent within the middle of the middle. It's who Aggie Athletics are, but it's not who it's not the money invested. The ROI, return on investment, is not for mid-tier. It's supposed to be for that elite. That's the money that's been spent and invested, without a doubt. And it's not enough to just participate. And again, we see a lot of success. If you take a look, track and field, tennis, golf, highly successful, like national championship level successful. But the revenue sports pace. And I think you got to have at least one of them be signature. And if football can't do it, can baseball be in Omaha every other year? You know, I don't know. That's a rough one. You got to have one of your revenues, you know, the basketball program. And again, making the tournament cool. For Aggie basketball, that was progress last year. But maybe that's the best example, is making the field and then getting pasted, blasted by Penn State, the lower seed. That doesn't work. It almost negates everything you said and everything you tried and so forth. That was a rough one. That was a one step forward, two steps back. I will say, like, as far as winning goes and consistency goes, how does A&M at baseball this year and then football the last 2 years? It's one thing to start the year sixth. And you know what? You had a couple of key injuries. Things didn't pan out. So you weren't the sixth best team. But, you know, it's okay to be 12, 15, or 18. You don't have to go from 12, you know, preseason six to not even making your postseason or a bowl. That's the kind of stuff I think that polarizes perception or puts it on steroids or makes people leery and tweaky and scary of Aggie athletics. I do. I really do. I really, really do. It's that radical extreme that unfortunately happens. Now, Anonymous texted me, and I could not disagree with this more either. No, Lou, not every fan base believes they should be number one seeds. That's the Aggie way. Most fan bases actually look at their teams with an objective eye. Total garbage. No, most fan bases do not look at their team with an objective eye. That is false. That's why they are fans. They overlook, make excuses, just go with it. Sorry. No. No, no. No, no, no. That's just wrong. Because you say most. Most fan bases, fanatical. Part of it's blindly loyal. And it's okay. It's part of being a true fan. Comes with the territory. Most fan bases blindly believe in their teams. And you know, you say most don't believe that they should be a one seed. No, no, no. You've got a team that's left out of the field that's fan base believes they should have been in, despite the evidence contrary. So it's not just one seeds. It's not an Aggie thing. And no, not 51% or higher. No, the majority of fan bases are not objectively sitting there and going, well, it would have been nice if we made the field, but we don't deserve it. Therefore, we should tell Coach to send the boys home. No, no, no. God, no. I'll take a timeout. This is the Louie Belina Show. Wow, it's only Monday. Presented by B&B Automotive and Superior Auto Service.
My only son, and listen closely to what I say. And if you do,
the Louie Belina Show inside the Charles Schwab Studio, Monday edition. We're wrapping up lunchtime. Lunchtime. Thank you. Thank you. The home of the green chili stew. Talking about Rudy's Barbecue. I put forth the key to, and it's the key to Aggie athletics changing its perception. The key to Aggie athletics no longer being disrespected at all turns by almost everything. Every just regional, national, all media platforms. And then it's not even media. See, that's the thing. It's not a media. And committees. I mean, what is it about A&M that makes it so easy for so many different entities and people to disrespect, overlook? Rusty Burson, and I will say it's the Rusty Burson, texted and said, stop being the most underachieving athletic program in the country in the sports that matter. Aggies not won a conference football title in 25 years, never been beyond the Sweet 16 in men's basketball. Last year was the first year Aggs have ever won more than two games in Omaha. The reality is the athletic program's most consistent tradition is mediocrity. Rusty, there's many truths in there. But why does A&M get seeded lower than they earned? Even for mediocrity. How come if A&M has earned a 7 seed, they'll be a 10 seed? If they're, you know, when A&M's on the fringe, just because you're, no arguments. Past 25 years, you say, that the tradition is mediocrity. Why does that mean that when you're on the bubble, you get rounded down and not just rounded equal? Why not just being treated equal to mediocrity? Why are you rounded down? Because to be honest, A&M's put up against others at its level when it gets screwed the most and disrespected the most. Why? That's what I wonder. Bill B. texted and said, there is a terrible wealth envy in the country. A&M is perceived as an undeserving wealthy university. Huh. Why would A&M be, is A&M undeserving of what? The wealth? Or what is, just Bill B., help me a little bit. Because you might have something here, but what are you saying that A&M is perceived as an undeserving wealthy, undeserved what? Wealth? Undeserved of what, though? I mean, they're holding it against A&M because they have money? Because I know many schools that have money that don't get it held against them. Why would they hold it against A&M? Because they have money. And you say it's perceived as undeserving. Where did that perception come from? There's good. Okay, we got to find an origin in here where this started then. That if it's money's being held against it, how and why? I mean, what happened? I mean, most places I know, this is going to sound weird. You flex your money. People don't hold it against you. Most people just sit there and give you a tour bush wow and kind of like, okay, that's someone to watch out for versus I hate you. The ones that hate never get there. They're just jealous and as opposed to doing something about it, just roll over to it. Another text message. This is from Anonymous. Outside of softball, the Aggs have no former players in national media. How do you think it will take TU and OU to have a greater presence on the SEC network? How long? Ooh, trick question. OU and Texas will have a greater presence on the SEC network than A&M immediately, but they will have a greater presence than everyone but Alabama, Georgia, and LSU because they're the new kids. OU and Texas presents new stories, fresh paint, kind of thing. So the answer is immediately from the start, and the why, they're the new kids on the block. Yes, it'll be interesting to see how many Longhorns end up on the SEC network, especially considering how many Longhorns are in media, sports media, period. And then they can affect the narrative. But okay, I don't know if that 100% affects the disrespect, but it doesn't help with the coverage you get or anyone to present the entire story, maybe, sometimes. Key 2 brought to you by Griffin Locksmith, where they offer 24-hour emergency locksmith. That's Griffin Locksmith. You've got another hour texting me, and you might win yourself a $50 gift card to Cooper's Old Time Pit Barbecue. Participation is rewarded. Lot to think about so far today, and heck, we still got an hour to go. My head already hurts. This is the Louis Bellina Show, presented by B&B Automotive and Superior Auto Service.
Your home for Aggie baseball from the first game to the last game. Homer Road is Zone 1150 AM and 93.7 FM. Plus online.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.